In this week's episode, Sandy's going to be telling us and teaching us all about the Peace Train. All aboard! What is Jupiter moving direct? Why Sun trine Jupiter is so important? Tune in to hear more of this week's transits in this episode of Astrological Intentions. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I'm your host, Alex Reavy, along with the lefty Lucy lady herself, Sandy Reavy.
Lefty Lucy. Hi, Alex. Are you the righty row?
Yes. Episode 168, October 11th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, Wednesday, October 13th, Venus sextile Saturn.
Giving a push.
Friday, October 15th, Sun trine Jupiter.
Our sign is here.
Saturday, October 16th, Mercury retrograde sextile Venus.
Almost.
Sunday, October 17th, Sun square Pluto.
Take off.
And then also stay tuned. We have Sandy's favorite day, Monday, October 18th, Jupiter stations direct.
All aboard.
And Mercury stations direct.
Invite others on.
And Mars trine Jupiter.
Promises.
Then talisman time. Sandy has a couple of weeks off. There is no talismans coming up. However, on the horizon, we do have our 7-day challenge along with a She Beads collection and a little added bonus for Halloween. Then in our house, we have our listeners' first question. Learn more about the difference between a solar return and a Saturn return. So stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
And so you finally know you control where you go.
Hello, lefty Lucy lady.
Are you talking about my left side?
Your left side. Your left side is a little loosey goosey. Yes.
Yeah, I've been working on that for actually years.
We got your left knee, your left toe.
I got my dad helping me now.
Yes. Paying much more attention to it. So let's go direct to all of our listeners. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your messages, your emails, your reviews. We, of course, love those Apple Podcasts. Give us a 5-star review. And please, if you can, share more. Write something down where people can understand what you receive from this podcast weekly.
Please.
So I received an email from Susan W. and she says, "Hi, Alex. Loved your podcast today. As always, such great forecast information is shared for my week ahead." Oh my goodness. I laughed so hard when Sandy shared her shotgun story. That was not at all what I expected to hear. For me, I can relate to her easily as we are so close to the same age. Mm-hmm. You're one lucky girl for having a mama like Sandy, and love how she feels the same about you. Awesome mother-daughter team. Also, I just signed up for the Intention Bracelet Challenge. I was a part of your first challenge and absolutely loved it. Grateful for you both. P.S. What is the intro song for your podcast? So thanks, Susan, so much for sending in all that information.
Hi, Susan. Happy to have you back for our 7-day challenge.
Yes. And she also included a question, so you'll hear from her a little bit later in our house when we're answering her question. Cool. However, the quick one that she had was, what is the intro song for your podcast? And it's a little snippet. I sing it. I was doing the guitar and singing it.
Excellent.
But it's a little snippet of, it's called Missy. It's a woman by the name of Missy Higgins. And it's called Steer. And it's a wonderful song. I highly recommend it. It was always one of my favorites. And so, yeah, it just kind of flowed when we needed to figure out what our podcast song was. So thanks, Susan, for sending that in. And we are going to be answering your question later on in our house. So let's move on and into the transits. Wednesday, October 13th, Venus sextile Saturn.
Yeah, this is giving a push. Now, Venus now is in a really nice position. She's at least out of her detriment and she's in Sagittarius. And she's making this aspect. It's a sextile 60 degrees. It's an opportunity, an opportunist approach that she is having to the Saturn, who is now direct. So she's helping out Saturn by supporting his plan, and the other way around, because Saturn is helping the Venus plan. So it's nice time to plan social events, trips for learning new ways of being, set up new formats. It really is a place, if you're thinking about Venus being the relationship planet, and she is, and Saturn is the commitment, stability, establishing planet. This is a time when they're both, especially Saturn being direct now in his own sign, that this Venus is asking for a little bit of support. And he is looking back at her and says, no problem, Venus. Here, this is what we can do for the future.
Okay, yeah.
So it's giving, I called it a little push or a helping hand.
Yes. Sometimes we just need those extra pushes. So Friday, October 15th, Sun trine Jupiter.
Our sign is here. Ding, ding, ding. What did I say? Sun is trining Jupiter, an outer planet. Well, this is a generational planet, but it's retrograde. So we know that this Jupiter, any trine to the sun, that this Jupiter is slowing down and preparing to station. Now, those words, you know, this station is the actual term used when a planet is slowing down. It's stationing, right?
Yeah.
So can we hear the signals in the air? Lean in, put your hand up over your ear like that.
Okay.
Do you hear the signals in the air? It's actually in 3 days' time. Get ready to hop on the train. Train? What train?
Yeah.
The peace train, please.
Okay.
Oh, peace train, sounding louder. Glide on the peace train. Come on now, peace train. Please, peace train, holy roller. We'll hear more in a minute.
Yes.
It's my lead up.
It's a good song. Okay, so let's talk more about Sun trine Jupiter.
Yeah, so this is about possibilities. It's about looking forward. It's like, you know, it's like you're getting on the station. You're getting on something. You're moving again. It's like there's room here.
And optimism.
There's optimism.
Feels like. Yeah.
I mean, this Jupiter has been retrograde since May.
Mm.
And when we have been having a backlash or a retrograde or a period of going back into what was, which is, you know, some of this COVID and the Delta and the masks and the mandate and the closures and the this and the, and all these rules.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe that we're going to see this sign of this movement coming out of, it's like the first, we're getting on the train. You know, it's like we get on the train. Now, I do have later on this week.
There's a purpose. You know, there's a reason why we're doing these things, and it feels inspired and it feels optimistic.
Exactly. But we'll see when we get moving here. Jupiter is still, it's just trining the sun.
Some bumps still, in the road?
It's still retrograde.
Okay.
But we can hear the signal that the train, the peace train, is coming to the station.
Okay.
That's what I mean. Do you follow me?
Yes.
Okay. Zing, zing. Okay.
So Saturday, October 16th, Mercury retrograde sextile Venus.
I call this almost. And the reason why it's almost, because it makes me think of something you said or you wrote is going to print, or you're going to go live or something. You're going to write something down. You're going to contract something. You're going to pen your name to something. But maybe it needs one quick edit. Mercury's still retrograde here. And yes, he's meeting up with the Venus, which is the ruler of where he's hanging out in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
But it just does say that there might be, you know, a color change or a font adjustment. But that's all. It just needs a little pause. You know, is the message clear? You know, maybe you're throwing out a teaser today that you're anticipating for something down the road. You know, we've got something that we're going to tease out or announce here, but we're going to wait for this Mercury retrograde to come to its direct motion, which is October 18th, and we have a message for everybody there. But that's kind of what this is about. It supports any expression that we need to do because it's Venus, but Mercury's still retrograde. So what tweak or edit or different look you need to, maybe you need to ask around, is this, do you like all of this? Do you like the color? Do you like what we're saying? Do you like, is this pleasant enough? Is this a good price?
Mm-hmm.
And get feedback on that. So it's a nice day. And that's what I say is almost, this is also our very first day of our 7-day intention challenge.
Yep.
Now we say challenge because it's a challenge to show up every single day for 7 days.
Right.
At Chicago's 10 o'clock a.m. Mm-hmm. And be present. Right.
Right.
Be present. You will be saying something here. You will be giving your saying your intention, your affirmation, and your gratitude every yes. single day.
Yeah.
In front of the group. And we are getting assembling a really, really cool, nice group. We're welcoming a lot of people back.
And welcoming
and
a lot of
a
new
lot
people
of
in.
A lot of new people.
Yeah.
People I don't even know. Yay!
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, so of course, we're going to talk more about the 7-day challenge in the On the Horizon section. Mm-hmm. So let's move on to Sunday, October 17th.
Yes, we have the sun making a square to Pluto. And this is like, take the day off. Take off. It's best to be on your own today. You know, this is like power plays. This is, you know, flipping hair. Do people do that anymore?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Because I don't, you know, I used to see somebody do that. I don't think it was in the mirror. But it's kind of like the flipping of the hair or the hand or some sort of confrontation that is not necessary. Right? These two players, the sun, and the sun is weak here. The sun is in fall in Libra. And the square, that conflict, the stressor to Pluto, which is direct now, right? So Pluto has all the power and sun's just trying. And so the flip of a hair or the hand or the finger or a snub of some sort isn't going to play out. It's not going to work. So just best to be on your own or at least recognize that your issiness. Is that even a word? Issiness, but you know what I mean, right?
Like,
yeah.
Itchiness?
Issiness, like your pissiness.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Something like that. Your bitchiness.
Okay.
It's not necessary.
Mm.
It's really not.
And, I mean, here too, it's really important to keep that self-awareness because the sun, our vitality, our, you know, mm-hmm. a lot of our character is in challenge by change. So we have mm-hmm. to have and maintain that self-awareness of what's going on inside of me, what emotions am I having, and how can I be the most responsible person for what is my own?
What is my own? Because it's almost like, are you trying to take over the whole situation? Like, are you in charge?
Mm-hmm.
Or is the situation in charge?
Right.
Because that could cause a clash. You know, it's a square, so it could cause a
altercation. So yeah. Let's move on to your favorite day. I know that this is next Monday, October 18th, but it's so important that we need to look forward to it. So Monday, October 18th, Jupiter stations direct. This is also your favorite day.
My favorite day for two reasons. There's three things happening this day. And the first one that we're talking about, the Jupiter, the planet of abundance and prosperity and hopefulness and buoyancy, the growth planet, is finally coming out of his retrograde placement. And this mm-hmm. is what we talked about on that Friday, the 15th. So here 3 days later, the 18th, it's all aboard. And this happens at 12:30 in the morning.
Okay.
This is like sleep time for me. Although I don't think it's sleep time for me, this is a day for talisman making. But this is next week compared to, right?
Right.
Because we're ahead one day.
Right.
But I don't want anybody to miss this. Like, we hear the signal, as I mentioned on Friday, the 15th, we hear the alert and that the train is pulling in. And when it gets closer, we see peace signs on it. And, you know, like, for the people, all
groovy
the people. Let's go. Flower power.
Yeah.
Let's include everybody. You don't have to have high heels or makeup on. You can wear whatever it is you're wearing. And all aboard. Now, this will take some time and the thrust to begin to feel this forward momentum. But hey, we are on the train.
Yeah.
We made it. We're heading now to Pisces, where I live and where you live and where Jupiter lives and feels at home. It's kind of like the announcer heading now to Pisces, where I live and we feel at home.
Perfect. Right?
It's the announcer on the train. Did you get that?
I like okay. it.
So it's the troop peace train. And the idea is a ride on. You know, it's interesting because my mom's birthday is coming up on this. And it's anybody's birthday here that is February 11th, which is my mom, is experiencing. That means they have this sun at 22 degrees of Aquarius. And they're experiencing this Jupiter right on their sun.
That's got to feel nice. You know, it's kind of like a
buoyant feeling.
Yeah, yeah, a peaceful feeling.
Now, I've been happy lately thinking about the good things to come. And I believe it could be. Something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world as one. And I believe it could be. Someday, it's going to come. Because I'm on the edge of darkness. There ride the peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Now, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be. Something good has begun.
Yeah.
Oh, peace train, sounding louder. Glide on the peace train. Can you sing this? No. Come on now, peace train. Yes, peace train, holy roller. Everybody jump upon the peace train. Come on now, peace train.
I love it. I love it. And I also want to share a YouTube video.
No, don't, because that's my retreat video.
Shh. Okay. Never mind. We're going to hold that for your Mexico retreat.
Well, and no one knows this. Don't tell anybody. Did I mention this last time, I think?
I think so.
Oh, man. I haven't announced it yet, but that's the title of the retreat.
It's so exciting. It's going to be that wonderful feeling of going home and being in that tranquility, that optimism, that
belief that something new has begun.
Yes. So still Monday, October 18th, there's two more transits, and the first that were, I guess, the second one, there's, let's just back up. There's three entire transits happening this Monday, October 18th, next week. This is your favorite day. So we just talked about Jupiter stations direct. Let's also talk about Mercury stationing direct.
This is at 10:17 a.m. and this is invite others on. Get your bags together. Go bring your good friends too, because it's getting nearer. It soon will be with you. Now come on, join the living. It's not so far from you. And it's getting nearer. Soon it will all be true. Yeah. So invite people with you.
Right.
This is, you know, you have more of a diplomatic approach to situations that were in flux. And you can have those conversations to work things out. This is about being agreeable and taking someone by the hand and saying, we can work this out. Pack your bags. Let's go. Let's go somewhere.
Yeah.
And maybe this is the day that you take a little trip somewhere, as I would suggest. And you know, this is why this is my favorite day, because both the Jupiter and the Mercury are both going direct here. And it's really about whatever has been revisited in this 3 weeks for this Mercury retrograde. Mercury is moving direct now, although still in shadow until November 3rd. But, you know, I've been using this timing in some of my readings of clients that are having like, oh my gosh, all of a sudden this showed up. We didn't expect that to happen. There's a wrench in the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
We can't move forward. We actually have to go backwards a little bit and remove the wrench. We need to get an attorney involved in this or this or this. But I've given this date as a period of, you know, the wrench is out. You figured out the issues or figured out a solutions or the scenario that needs to occur. And you're beginning to at least understand in the awareness that, oh, that's what was slowing us down or stopped right. us or put us in reverse.
Okay.
Now let's get that repaired and let's move forward at this point. So this birthday, this because this happens at 10 degrees of Libra, this birthday is October 3rd. So anybody having a birthday around October 3rd holds this Mercury retrograde in this direct movement right here. So again, anybody having that birthday or around there, it could be the 2nd, the 3rd, or the 4th.
You have to get on the peace train.
It's like, oh my gosh, I have something to say. I have something to do. I have something to think. I know my direction. I'm going to teach this class, or I'm going to take this class, or I'm going to have a new subject, or I'm going to reach out and repair a relationship that has been under duress, or I've been meh, or they have been meh.
Okay.
Or have been hurt feelings or something, and we just really needed time. Sometimes this will just show up as we just needed time to get through our muck.
Yes. And yeah. Sometimes you just have to trudge through it. So same day, Monday, October 18th, the final transit of this day, Mars trine Jupiter.
Promises. This is at 9:36 p.m., and we'll talk about this Monday next week's. Mars here is still in detriment, man. Mars is combust. Mars is no shape here in Libra, really close to the sun, but he's trining. He's still in aspect trining to Jupiter, and Jupiter's direct now. So Jupiter really has more of the power here. And this is about favoring change. And sometimes it's better when it's slower. So maybe not know how, where, when that change occurs, but the promises, but it promises to be good. Mm-hmm. So it also is, you know, like taking that, believing in something that will be good, but you may not be able to see it now because Mars is combust. And when a planet is combust, it is within 8.5 degrees of the sun and we cannot see it. Morning, noon, or night, midnight, 3 a.m, we can't see it because it's moving with the sun. The sun burns out any, you know, like it's like,
right.
I have a flashlight right here, Alex, which is the sun. You can't see my face.
But then you have one of those you like know? Batman spotlights behind behind you. You won't be able to even tell. Yeah.
So you can't see. And that's the word combustion. So, but it promises to be good. So this is kind of like a trusting in the peace train is taking you where peace is. Are you on board? Don't be like, I don't know. I don't know if I should spend my money to get a ticket. It's like, first of all, the peace train is free. The peace train is free. Get on board. And if you don't make this trip, there's another train right behind it. It's an everlasting, it's one of those, you know, it's heading to Pisces. So it's like, just as one car fills up, another one shows up to that's empty. And mm-hmm. you get on, you bring your family, you bring your friends too. I love this day.
I love it.
I love this day.
So let's move into talisman times. You have
nada
a couple weeks off. This is really wonderful. You know, in perfect timing, because with all of your readings, with everything that's been going on that we've been preparing for, this is the biggest word for you right now, and that's rest.
It really is. It's so funny because we had our constellation bracelet workshop at like a really bit early hour. And one of the ladies had to wake up at like 3:30 in the morning in Canada. And she says, Sandy, when it was time, my alarm went off, I just immediately got up and said, oh, you know what? I'm doing this for Sandy because sometimes she has to get up in the middle of the night to make.
Yeah, she goes, Sandy does this all the time. I can do this.
And I was like, you know, thank you for you doing it this time because I feel like I've had off for 2 weeks. I don't have to get up in the middle of the night or set my alarm or prepare before I go to bed or arrange my days around talisman times because, you know, on weekends, if there's something going on an evening, I won't accept a social engagement or an event.
Right.
My whole life is around these talisman times, really.
Yeah. Right.
And by not having them for 2 weeks, just because of all the shifts that are going on We've got the sun and we've got the sun in fall. We have Mars in detriment.
Mm-hmm.
We have Mars combust the sun. We've had a new moon, and we're about to have a full moon with Mars involved. Not so great. But what's happening in this next week, that for next week, is there will be some talisman times because these planets
that favorite
are moving
day.
Forward.
Right. So
and
exciting.
It's time to get on what?
The peace train. So also don't forget that we do have the talisman of the month to know the difference between spiritual and worldly riches. This is a special price and only available this month and only one available. So if this is a talisman that speaks to you, of course, the link is in the description and it is yours. You also get a free shipping credit when you purchase the talisman of the month. So I want to move on to the horizon. So in our house, I want to start off with the 7-day intention challenge that is happening next week. And basically what this is we started talking about it at the beginning of this episode, and it winds up being a beautiful launching pad for really igniting your intention, what you're doing. Because not only do you get to get the beautiful guidance from you, Mom, you know, Sandy, but you also get this amazing support system of people doing exactly the same thing. You know, they're not maybe going for their career or going for their relationship like you or whatever you're doing, but they're just living their intention as well.
Yeah,
and it's a beautiful thing because there is so much differences for like what people are either up against or challenged by or inspired by. But the fact is that everyone has the challenges. Everyone shares in the inspiration, and it winds up being just this really awesome combination.
One thing I love about it, it's whatever anyone has an intention and an affirmation and the gratitude, because that's always part of it, the gratitude will change, that there's no judgment. No one is saying, oh, you want that? You, that? Right? Why? Like, there is no judgment. It's like, you know, we had one lady on there that wanted a lot of money. It's like, no judgment. It's
right.
what you're requesting.
Mm-hmm.
There's just, you know, peace and love and happiness. It's like, yeah, you can have that. Yeah, you can have a lot of money. Yeah, you can have. And it's that space that is sacred. We ring in. It's a sacred space, and we ring out. With my India bowl. In this space, I'll do a little teaching, and I think, and it's interesting because sometimes I'd be like, I don't know what I'm going to teach. Okay, wake up in the morning and go, oh.
I know exactly what I'm teaching.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to teach.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a big deal for me, but it's not a big work deal. It's like very easy and very
Nothing's scripted.
Smooth.
Right.
Nothing scripted.
Right. Because podcast isn't scripted. We're speaking straight from what's going on in our minds and how we're thinking about things and experiencing, you know, these transits. And that's exactly what you do, is you bring to the surface this transit. You also offer an intention of the day an intention affirmation of the day if they would like to jump aboard that intention train.
But remember, I didn't do it for the first couple times
that
we ran these things. And then 5 minutes before we're about to hop on our fall, I guess was our summer one, I'm like, you know what? Today's a really good day. I should be making a talisman right now if I wasn't in this class right now. I'm like, you know what? But we're going to take this class through this mention right now.
Right.
And we did. And people are like, oh, my God, this hits right on. Because it's the energy that of the moment. Of course it hits right on.
Right.
Yeah.
And so
we'll see if I do that again. I have some ideas. We'll see what really merges in the moment.
Yes. So join us October 16th through the 22nd for the 7-day intention challenge. That link is in the description. Also, if you head over to intentionbeads.com, you'll go ahead and see that in the events tab. Also, we have on our website featured the She Beads fall collection, and we've just added the Halloween collection. So we, with She Beads, it's a really fun, the original way that we were doing the millefiori art that you started in your basement at home. Mm-hmm. And now it's really like grown and evolved into so many different things. And the most important for us is intention beads. Mm-hmm. It's kind of driven us into this area. But we do like to pay so much respect to the roots and the basic millefiori art, where that's where She Beads comes in. And we have our artisans that live here in Chicago. Everything's handmade. And we get to do like the fun, quirky stuff like Halloween prints with candy corn and jack-o'-lanterns and
spiders,
witches' hats. And so, you know, these aren't necessarily intentional or astrologically planned, no, but they are handmade just like every single one of our intention bracelets. And they're colorful and whimsical. And yeah, we love coming out with
Made in America by an all-woman, all-female team.
Yes. And so click that link in the description and you'll go ahead and see all of those things that we're working on for She Beads. So let's move into our house. We have our listener's question from before. Susan W. wrote, You asked last week about what we would want to learn more about. If you could share information about our Saturn returns, I think it's also called solar return. Is that right? I've already had both of mine, but would like to share this information with my niece, who's turning 29 years old, and a friend who will be approaching 58 years soon. Maybe Sandy can share how we find out the time for this by looking ahead at our charts. Also, if Sandy offers a Saturn return reading and the approximate cost, I'm thinking I would love to give this to my niece and my friend.
Susan, ding, 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 ding. Yes, the two ages that this Saturn return encompasses is the 29 years old and the 58 years old.
But I do want to make a quick mention, because she also says she thinks it's also called the solar return too. But I want to clarify here that those are two completely different returns.
Correct.
So when a plant, when you're born, and let's just say the sun for me was at
11
degrees of Pisces. So every single year when that sun transits the entire zodiac and comes exactly back to 11 degrees Pisces, sometimes.
And the minutes.
Then that's my solar return, because it's the sun.
Sun returning.
The sun returning exactly to that degree and minute. The Saturn return is the same thing, except it's Saturn. And Saturn takes 29, maybe 29 and a half-ish years in order to go through that same cycle and return to that same degree. So where the sun transits once a year, Saturn takes 29-ish years. So that's the main difference. Susan was on the right trail, but sometimes, you know, just between us talking about Saturn returns and solar returns, it does sound a little similar.
Yeah. We could tug on the ear. Sounds like.
Yeah.
You know, that's a charade. No?
Okay. No.
Oh, you play charades? Okay. This means sounds like. Okay. So let's talk about the solar return. You did that right. So every year, and the sun comes back to that same degree and minute that you breathed in when you were born. And it could be the day before or the day or the day after.
Your birthday.
It will wobble back and forth, but it's not going to be anywhere else. It'll be right around your birthday.
And if I was born at 1:52 a.m., will it be at 1:52 a.m.?
No.
Okay.
I don't know that I've ever seen that.
All right.
It will wobble one day on this side and one day on the other side of the actual birthday. And there's a time when that exactly happens. We look for that to come back to the exact degree, sign, minute. And then we look up over in the corner of the chart and say, oh, this is at, you know, 6:35 a.m. in your town. So this is what's called the solar return ceremony.
And so what does the solar return mean?
It means that you are, it's a rebirth of okay. a year. And, you know, we can think of January 1st as being a new year. Well, we do in the Gregorian calendar, but we think of the astrological new year as the first day of spring. Mm-hmm. But we can think about our individual years as the as that birth, that solar return moving to another additional year. Because in the solar return readings that I do, we follow the annual perfections. And an annual perfection, annual means year, right? So every year when you gain one more additional number, we move to the next house. So we follow that time lord of the ruler of that house for the year because he's the manager in charge for the year. So that's why there are different managers every 12 years.
Like how the years change. Like, yeah, oh, themes, that when I was 23, this was a huge thing in my life. But right. then when I'm 33, it totally changed.
Yeah.
So my other question is, do you offer solar return readings?
That is the one, number one reading that if you get one reading a year, it's that.
Okay. And then schedule it when?
2 weeks, at least 2 weeks. I'd say no more than 2 to 4 weeks in advance of your birthday. I wouldn't do it the day before, and I wouldn't do it the day of. Some people do thinking that's their... You know, their day, they're taking the day off mm-hmm. and that's their gift to themselves.
But you like when they have more preparation.
I love it when they have more preparation because we're going to give them the solar return ceremony. It's a one page sheet that tells them how to go into a meditative or sacred space at what time and what to bring in, because it's when the body recalls the rebirth.
Okay.
You know, or it recalls the birth, and it's so, a rebirth every year. And so you literally go mindless. You leave your mental thoughts of I'm going to do this year and I'm going to do this year. And you leave that to the side. You calm your brain and you let your body take over because the muscles have memory of that moment.
And so do you walk people through this mm-hmm. in the call?
I talk about this, and then when they get the when I send them their ceremony, they read it in the ceremony.
Okay.
But I give them a little heads up of what, you know, find a sacred space, and then I give ideas. I'm like, 1 year I was in Santa Fe, and I went up to the cathedral, and I sat in the back. There was right. no service going on.
Create a monumental time.
I want to remember that. Another right. time I happened to be in Santa Fe, which is why I choose that for my birthday, is I went up onto the top of the mountain, and I sat in on a big boulder. And I breathed in all of the beautiful, clean, fresh air. Another time I was in Bali and I made sure I was on the beach. Like those things.
Right.
And but so sometimes I'm here and I'll go to the beach. Sometimes I'll go up into my meditation room. Sometimes it's in the middle of the night, often. Sometimes it's like just set your alarm and 2:15. Okay, let's see, what do I wish? And you fall back asleep, but you are available for that. And what I'm saying about not really purposefully writing or thinking is you're letting your body remember that moment, whether it rolls into a ball and cries, happened to me once, whether you sneeze, that happened on a plane, whether you stretch because you're being able to actually stretch and move out of the confines. Or you're cold and you cry because you're now separated from the warmth and the darkness of, you know, mother's body.
And so if somebody is interested in one of these solar returns, they schedule a couple weeks ahead mm-hmm. and how much time do they need for their reading?
An hour, because we'll talk about the theme of the year, the what's arising for you that year and what's the preoccupation for you that year. And we'll talk about the properties of that manager or time lord or time lady.
And so just a really great way of setting up your year, yes. like your personal new year.
Yep.
So let's also, because I want to really clearly define the difference between solar return and Saturn return, let's now talk about that Saturn return. Mm-hmm. Do you need a reading before your Saturn return?
You know, it's not something we have on our website that we say we suggest. However, I find it is an automatic kind of a response. Like, this is not so easy. This is a difficult time. I need to reach out to an astrologer or to a practitioner, or I might need help through a scenario that's going on in my life. And you find out, oh, yeah, you're going through your Saturn return. And this can happen anywhere between 28 years old and 30 years old. This is the first one. It's when Saturn takes that long to go around the entire constellations and comes back to your Saturn, which now says you are an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Not when you're 16, not when you're 21, not when you're whatever age you think you're old enough to be an adult. In astrology world, it is when you have you had your first Saturn return. And Saturn is the teacher. You know, he does a lot of things. He's the limiter. He's the time TikToker. And as TikTok, oh, that's funny. He's like the TikToker. Like, that's a thing now. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the clock on the wall that's keeping time. Right. Which is, you know, when we get older, he's like the Grim Reaper. He's like, oh, gosh, the older you get.
Very different from the current TikToker who just does dances and points to words on a screen. Okay. So
and that's that first 29 years ish is the time to learn, to be taught all the responsibilities, the duties, the scenarios that you need to do every time that Saturn goes through these houses, the 12 houses, and goes into the different costumes of the 12 signs, and then how that Saturn interacts with all of your natal planets. Because in the one revolution that takes 29 years-ish, it will conjunct every natal planet. It will sextile every natal planet. It will square every natal planet and all of your sensitive points, your rising sign, your north node, your Chiron, your midheaven.
Mm-hmm.
And it will trine all of them. It will oppose all of them. So there's a constant movement in this first 29 years. But when you get to that first return, you are now in productive period.
Mm-hmm.
And then it goes around again for 29 years. Da,
da, da, and you're da, still da. Learning lessons.
Well, you're producing those things that you have learned.
Okay.
Right? So it's your because Saturn likes to be productive and likes to be ambitious. This is when you may be, you know, building your fortress and your home and the white picket fence and having your experiences and traveling and learning that way, and having your babies and building mm-hmm. your career. And really maybe prepping for the next phase, which would be considered back in the old days, retirement.
Around 58.
And that comes in about 58, 59. Usually by 60, you are done. And that period then is some people don't like this word, the crone phase.
But I also think it's kind of like a harvesting phase, too. When you think about, you know, those.
Phage.
Yeah, the mature phase of the phage.
Mature phase stage.
Yes. And where, you know, you've created the career, you've created the babies, you've built the home, you've done all the things during those productive years of 29 plus. And then you really get to sit there and enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, like you've been growing that fruit on that tree for 29 years after you, you know, learned all those lessons and produced. Now you actually get to eat it. You get to really experience it.
Which in our history has been that, and I do get probably more readings around this time, the 57 to 60-year-old periods, where it's like all of a sudden responsibilities are taken away from you. The younger kids are getting in, are getting hired in the corporation, and you are like chopped liver.
Or, you know, your own kids are now moving out, starting their own lives, and
your grandma, grandpa,
right? Yeah, right.
And it's almost like everything that you have known about your life up to that point has come to a climax, and it's like, well, what about me now? What's important? What's important? And I think
it's an adjustment period, just like the 29 is a big adjustment period. You're no longer a child. You're now turning into an adult. And now that you have mastered the adult phase now, where you're now turning into that wise, that wisdom keeper.
It's the wisdom keeper.
Right.
And this is where you often see people leaving one job right around 57, 58. Sometimes you stick around if you need to get tenure or you need to get your max abundance of what you've put in. I get that. And I never tell anybody to leave if you're just 5 feet from gold, right? If you're going to get your full retirement bonuses. But it also is like, start doing something on the side. What are your interests?
Right.
What are those things, those sparkle things that are coming at you? And interesting, astrology has been one of those for a lot of people. You know, there's more and more younger folks coming into astrology these days. But, you know, if you look at even at me, you know, I mean, I started astrology in my 40s and in my 50s. But, you know, kind of it's when we close she beads, right around my second Saturn return. We closed she beads and moved here into a sanctuary that was, you know, easier, and we traveled only selling intention beads.
Right.
So closed both more.
And it was more business. About like doing the things that you loved and you were inspired by.
And so, that's when people start their cupcake businesses or dog walking businesses. It's really a period of taking everything you've learned there and there and now doing what you desire. What is it you want?
So if somebody was interested in doing a Saturn return reading, is that possible?
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
What would you recommend? Like an hour?
Yeah, I do enough. You know, like an hour is a really nice period of time. You know, if you wanted to talk about more things, then you can hop on an hour and a half. But if I know what the purpose is of the call, then we can drill right into the Saturn.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that, you know, I do use day sect and night sect charts, and we can't, and I will mention here, anybody that has a day chart, which means the sun is above the horizon, that the Saturn is the malefic of the team. So Saturn is easier in a day sect chart. If anyone has a night sect chart, that means that the sun is below the horizon when you were born. And that is a little bit tougher, a little bit of...
more of a challenge.
More of a challenge, maybe a little bit of struggle. You have to work maybe harder. The other thing I'll look at in a reading is, where is your Saturn? What house is it in? Is it retrograde? Is it direct? Is it under the beams? Is it squaring something? Is Venus or Jupiter trining it? Is it a good place? Meaning, is it in a good sign? You know, if your Saturn is in Capricorn or Aquarius, you have an easier Saturnian movement. If your Saturn is in its fall or detriment, which would be Cancer or Leo, that's a little bit more of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, depending where it is and where you are in your annual perfections, you know, there's just a lot of moving pieces to talk about and discuss during any reading, but these particularly.
Right. And I mean, Susan, that's a great question. I hope we answered that for you. One other, you know, thing that I noticed in her question, since there were so many different facets, one was, how do you look ahead at your own chart to see when is the time that you're having a Saturn return and also solar return? So like we said before, any time that you're right around your birthday for a solar return, or right around 29 years ish 58, 59 years-ish. That's going to be for your Saturn return. If you want to get very specific, what you're looking at is you're looking at your natal chart to see the degree, sign, and minute of those two, you know, astrological planets, the Sun or the Saturn. And then you go to an ephemeris or a software where you can find out exactly when that planet comes back to that same degree, minute, sign.
And astro.com is a free website that you can put in that data and get that information.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. So come aboard.
Right. Come aboard. And honestly, I do say that some people ask me if they think that if those reports that are just computer generated are good, and they do give you a lot of information. However, they're not going to weave a story together or like weave an understanding together like an astrologer would, where you're actually in the conversation. You can help direct the conversation to learn more information about what you want to learn, right?
Because you have to weave all that in, and that really, that's not the, I guess, data input that would be on the back end of a, I mean, I don't really know what's on the back end of a software program for astrology.
Right.
When you can get those reports.
I think it's 1 + 1 = 2 when, you know, you're like an abstract figure plus an abstract figure because you're so complex yourself. Yeah. Yes. So it tries to fit you in a box. And because I really, truly feel like everyone is so unique and everyone's situations are different and their days are different, I totally would recommend an astrology reading. And of course, I'm going to recommend you, Mom, because you're spirited, you're positive, you're a wisdom keeper. You've gone through those Saturn returns. And just everything, when you're providing this information, you're like so excited, you know, and you really have to figure out like, who is it that you're talking to? Who is it that's interpreting this information for you? And do you trust that person? Because if you don't get a reading with them, right? So,
yeah, I can see, and I think one, whoever, and who dubbed me the optimistic astrologer?
Just like I was just hearing that, like, wow, like I can't, because people, and this was, I don't know, years and years ago when we first started doing astrology readings at like festivals, yeah, and yeah, Wanderlust and all of those, people were terrified. And that was just kind of deflating, you know, where people be like, oh, I don't want to know about my astrology.
She's gonna tell me when I die.
Exactly. People would go straight to that, and or they, you would say something like, oh, you have a sun in Leo. Is that bad? You know, so it's
it's very good.
And it's, I don't think astrology is supposed to be fear driven. And I think that that is how people have perceived it for so many years. But really, like, I love calling you the optimistic astrologer because it challenges people's like maybe like undercurrent beliefs of like astrology is scary or they're going to tell me something bad. And that's not it. You know,
I'm just reminded of some of the calls I've had this week that are subscribers. They're subscription clients. So I talk to them monthly, who are just finishing this year long aspect of Pluto making a hard aspect to a luminary, either their sun or the moon. And they're finishing up, which a Pluto in a hard aspect to any planet, much less the luminary of your, you know, your ego, your self, personality, behavior to your moon, your feelings, emotions, and private side, can be very jolting because Pluto is here to change without question.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
And I was able to tell two of them, like, we've been following this every month for a year. You are days away from this finishing up. And
that's awesome because it just reminds me of like a marathon and you're running and you're running and there's no mile markers and you're just like running and running and you're exhausted and exhausted. And finally, someone that's, you know, witnessing you or observing you on the side is like, only one more mile. And then you're like, oof, like the relief comes and all of a sudden you're like, oh my gosh, yes, I can do this. I can finish strong. And so that's what I think that you give people is like, you know, after a while, not knowing when the finish line is, not knowing when this is going to like be lifted or when the clouds are going to part and then the sun's going to come back.
And it does, folks.
Right.
It does.
It does. And it's just it really is. And that's been a huge gift that astrology has given me and you've given me is like, hey, listen, you know, things are hard right now. I understand. And but it's not going, just hold on until this date.
But here's what
it will be lifted.
And you can glean from it.
Right.
Here are some situations that you're going to get from this tough period. And let's list it. And let's have a conversation of what are your interests right now?
Right.
Well, I don't have any. I'm like, oh, okay. So you don't need any. What about that? Well, then I feel deflated. I don't feel worthy. I'm like, how about you go in and you figure out what it is you are, you mean you're like hidden in a cave that no one, there's no interaction? Is that what you need? Is there rejuvenation that you need? Or are you really engaging in people because you have to go to work or you got to take care of your kids or you've got a husband or you've got some responsibility? And what are you doing there? Because maybe just like, you know, a balsamic moon lunar phase, you're not supposed to be doing a whole lot. You know, I just mentioned the fact that I was told by one of, you know, astrologers get readings from other astrologers or other, you know, energy healers. And I was told it's time for me to rest. They're like, what do you do for rest? I'm like, I read and I study and I do homework and I take classes and I do my astrology. And they're like, what do you do for rest? I'm like, I go to bed at 10. I wake, I guess. Well, what do you do for rest? Well, what do you mean rest?
I kept trying to overplay
her question.
Right.
And finally I was like, oh,
I don't have an answer for you now. Right. And that was loud and clear. So, well, I know that we've totally answered this question by now, I hope. So, of course, if you have any questions, email me, alex@intentionbeads.com. I will be happy to share your questions on the podcast. Make sure that, you know, even if you think we've answered it before or that, you know, everyone already knows it, please send that question in so we can answer it next week. So until then, have a wonderful week, everybody, and we'll see you soon.
At the 7-day challenge.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So you finally know you control where you go.